It's looking like we'll get some proper summer weather today, but over the past 5 years, we've had a collection of odd and unpleasant seasons. They've had something similar across the water, so this morning the British Met Office is hosting a special meeting of academics and meteorologists. Doug Parker is Professor of Meteorology at the University of Leeds. He'll be there, and he's been telling me about the gathering.
I think everybody, the scientists and the general public, are aware that we've had a run of rather unusual seasons in the past few years. And I think the public are aware of that, and it's scientifically demonstrable. These are quite significant events. So the real question that we're wanting to ask is how can we understand whether these are to do with climate change or whether these are simply reflections of the natural variability in the system and just that we've had a run of kind of bad luck in terms of the events that we've been having.
And what's your own view at the moment?
Well, my view is that that we need more evidence, really, particularly in terms of the physical processes which are controlling our climate. So I think when people ask, about each season, then they're given sort of simple answers. So they, maybe told that the change in the weather is to do with the change in the jet stream or something like that. But actually then, if you've got an inquiring mind, you'd say, well, why has the jet stream changed? And that's a much more complicated question. So recently, there have been some evidence, for instance, that the declining sea ice in the Arctic, which has been quite a significant global climate effect in the past few years, may have changed the behaviour of the jet stream and of our weather systems. So there's some open questions, really, and I think the point of our meeting is to come together and refine those questions and figure out what we have to do to kind of come up with definitive answers.
How unusual has the weather been over the past 3 or 4 years?
Well, I think if you take any of the events that we've encountered, so if you take one of the, say the cold spring that we've just had in March,
mm-hmm.
We have had events like that in the past, and people with long memories will remember those events. So 1962 is a significant one where it was very cold. It was a cold winter and it was a very cold spring. So 62 is in fact colder than the one we just had. So the event we've had is not outside the natural realms of our climate system. So what's been unusual is really the fact that we've had a sequence of seasons with rather extreme conditions. Not absolutely extreme conditions, but we've had some floods, we've had some droughts, we've had cold winters, we've had cold springs. So it's really the fact that they've happened together that is making us ask these questions.
What do you hope, then, that today's gathering will achieve?
Well, I think one of the good things about today's grouping is that it's bringing together researchers from the universities and the Met Office. And I think I'm hoping that we will come up with some definitive plans, really, or strategy for answering some of the main questions. I think it's also a good opportunity for us. I mean, we're all coming to this with open minds. To share some of the new ideas that have been published recently or ideas which are not quite published. So I'm hoping to learn something personally, but also I'm hoping that we'll have a pathway forward to do the research which will help us answer these questions.
And that was Doug Parker, Professor of Meteorology at the University of Leeds.